Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let me begin by apologizing to the Canadians. I am very, very sorry to everybody from Canada. When during the hockey playoffs, I was talking a lot of smack. I love your anthem, and I have sung your anthem to the best of my ability. But I did talk a lot of smack, telling y'all to go back to Canada, you know, let the Golden Knights advance as they have, and they're in the Stanley Cup finals. But I didn't expect you guys to take revenge. And here we are now with our air quality at pretty bad levels. And I'm not saying anybody did this on purpose, but if at all this has to do with me talking smack, I want to apologize. But a good part of our country is dealing with very, very poor air quality. I think there's about 414 fires going on right now in Canada. I don't know if it's because they're mad about the playoffs. They're saying it's lightning. And I get lightning strikes a lot. And I get that there's wind. But 414 fires, 239 of which are burning, quote unquote, out of control. So much of the northern Midwest, New York, Jersey, tri-state area have such bad air quality that I think they've had to actually close down some schools. So we're being told a band of smoke from wildfires in Quebec will continue to linger across east, central, and southeast Minnesota today. And Minnesota, that's where GCN Network is. And so last thing I want is them to be kind of coughing. And, you know, already my show makes a lot of people in Minnesota lose their breath. So we definitely don't want any added elements to that. According to the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, they tweeted that air quality should hopefully improve in the evening as we got some thunderstorms coming in the area. But 414 fires burning in Canada, 239 out of control, more than 6.7 million acres have burned this year. And I don't know if you've been to Canada, it's gorgeous. Canada's exquisite. I've been to East Canada, I've been to West Canada. It is exquisite country. And to see that many, that much destruction is sad. 14,000 people have been forced to evacuate, 150 fires in Quebec alone, according to CBS News. Nova Scotia has been dealing with wildfires as well. I think one got contained. But what we're seeing right now in America is multiple air advisories. Schools have had to be canceled in multiple areas in the Northeast. All outdoor events in New York City have been closed, even though the public schools are still going on. I'm a little shocked because it should be summer vacation, but I think some schools go deep into summer vacation until my birthday, June 16. Yeah, bring on the presents. So maybe some of them are just in school until my birthday, and then my birthday is the big holiday that everybody gets out. Washington, D.C., public schools have canceled outdoor activities as of today. No recess, no PE, but they still have indoor school. Montgomery County, Maryland, they've canceled outdoor activities. So the wildfire smoke, as we spoke about, what makes wildfire smoke so dangerous is whatever the smoke burns is being spewed into your air. So if there's a house, if there's a plastic, you know, you're not supposed to breathe in plastic, you're breathing it in with wildfire smoke. If there's sap, if there's wax, the bugs, the proteins, the things that are on the land or the homes or the things that burn are sadly getting into the air. So there's multiple toxic chemicals that we're getting exposed to. Carbon monoxide, which, as you know, competes with oxygen. Carbon monoxide looks like oxygen because it's a carbon atom and an oxygen atom as opposed to two oxygen atoms. So carbon monoxide can compete with oxygen, causing you to be hypoxic, very tired, can cause death. There's carbon dioxide, of course, wood particles, formaldehyde, acrolein, benzene, plastics. And the EPA says smoke is composed primarily of this carbon dioxide, water vapor, carbon monoxide, particulate matter, hydrocarbons, other organic chemicals, nitrogen oxides, trace minerals, several thousand other compounds, things we don't even know about, fats, resins, oils, waxes, starches. If you have hairspray, whatever that hairspray turns into with wildfire smoke is going to come your way. Not to mention, we can't even comprehend some of the other byproducts that happens when they're heated. And then they're turned into an aerosol. So symptoms that people can be experiencing is shortness of breath, cough, wheeze, chest pain, mucus production, dizziness, lightheadedness, fatigue, racing heart. If you have COPD or asthma, it could exacerbate that. Palpitations, other cardiac issues. And so there's even been studies, one coming out of Reno, showing COVID-19 risk can be worsened because COVID-19 can transfer onto these pollution particles and go from one area to another. So if Canada has had a little bit of a COVID outbreak, that could then move and be brought into our area, not to mention other sort of pathogens that can be resilient enough to stick to these polluted products. So wildfire smoke is no joke. We do not want anything to do with that. We don't want to breathe it. And so try to avoid the outdoors. If you can get out of Dodge, get out of Dodge. Come down to Vegas. We got the Stanley Cup Finals. We got great hotels, great resorts, a lot of pools, a lot of nature. Maybe just get out of Dodge for the next week or two until the air quality clears. Get some HEPA filters. Use N95 or N100 masks. These 2.5M particles are very, very dangerous. And these are things we need to be aware of. The PM2.5 are particles less than 2.5 micrometers in diameter. They can get into the lung linings, can interfere with our alveoli. That has to do with blood oxygen exchange. And they can also cross into the blood. And these are things that can form free radicals, could cause inflammation. Heart attacks could be up during this time. So it's not an easy time. For those of you thinking, you know what, I'm not going to be dealing with Minnesota air or New York air for another couple days. If you think you have the time, contact your medical provider. If you're overdue for any physicals or your inhalers, now's the time to get it because we're going to expect a lot of asthma, bronchitis, and reactive airway disease. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-BELLY. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this hit me a little hard. We're in graduation season. We've been now for about a month or so. And having been to many graduations myself, having family members graduate, I don't know if a year goes by where I'm not going to some graduation or some graduation party. And it is an event that sadly, after yesterday's events, shows how vulnerable we could be. You're at a ceremony where you're sitting there for hours. Every graduation I've been to has lasted hours. You're not allowed to get up and go pee if you're the student. Trust me, I've had to pee. When you're in the audience, you have to sit. People just, they'll try to go to the bathroom before, but they'll try to sit. Very few people will get up. And you are sitting there for hours on end. When you're done, it's mass chaos, trying to find your graduate, trying to find your family member, running around, getting pictures. It's a beautiful event. It's a happy event. Having been to many funerals in my life, graduations, I will take in a heartbeat. But they're very, very hard to keep secure. And yesterday, at a high school graduation ceremony, a father and his son were shot and killed. Five other people injured. And this should have never, ever happened. And there were hundreds of people gathering there at a park following a graduation ceremony when Sean Jackson, 18 years old, and his stepfather, Renzo Smith, 36 years old, were shot. He had just received his diploma at his high school graduation, killed along his stepfather, when a gunman decided to open fire on hundreds of people who were in this park in downtown Richmond, Virginia. This happened around 5 p.m. Tuesday afternoon. The grandmother, Tamika Jackson Smith, told the Associated Press that she, her and the father's nine-year-old daughter was hit by a car in the chaos that erupted afterwards. So now the daughter of the victim is being treated for leg injuries, has been released from the hospital. But this was a graduation, for crying out loud, and a gathering after graduation. Five other people between the ages of 14 and 58 were wounded with the shooting. Hundreds of people fled and ran. You saw some of the footage. This was outside the state's capital, the Altria Theater. The graduation ceremony was there for Huguenot High School. One is currently in critical condition. The others have sustained non-life-threatening injuries, but at least 12 others were injured, treated for anxiety from the mayhem, post-traumatic stress, a whole variety of things. Now, the suspect is Amari Pollard. He has been caught, arraigned on two counts of second-degree murder. And I don't believe we have a motive. He does plan on hiring an attorney, so we don't have too much information except he's being held without bond. And, the family had just seen the graduation. They got separated in the large crowd, went outside, and then all of a sudden the shooting happened. So a GoFundMe has been started for the Jackson Smith family. Right now, let me see what it's raised so far. It's at about $11,175. But it's under the Richmond, Virginia Graduation Shooting Fund. And I'll share that on my Facebook and my Twitter. But this is, the police chief, Rick Edwards, said hundreds were standing in Monroe Park when Pollard allegedly started shooting. Scene got chaotic. Dozens of shots were fired. People were running. All Richmond public schools have been closed today. What? Why? If you can't even go to a graduation in your city, we really have problems. Pollard is going to plead not guilty. We don't have too much other information. We don't know if he knew the victim or if he wanted to just randomly shoot. But, I just came back from Israel, and I watched very closely how things were done. In terms of security, it's interesting because I was at a pool and the Israeli lifeguard didn't really seem to be paying too much attention, was on his phone, was having a smoke, but nobody seemed to question his ability to do what he needed to do, probably because of the years of military experience and the training on how to act at a moment's notice. There was a lot of security. Throughout the airport, a lot of security throughout the religious, especially the Western Wall. But fascinatingly, I felt safer there. And I think the reason why I felt safer, and there weren't a lot of guards. I was there in the 90s, and there seemed to be so many, there should be not only a lot of Israeli military and Israeli police, but also American. There were a lot of American soldiers. I remember there 30 years ago. This time around, I didn't see a lot of soldiers. Maybe at most the whole time, I probably saw under 20, 25 soldiers. My whole trip. And I was there for about a week. But I think the reason why I felt safe is I kind of got the sense that nobody would dare start something. Now, I was wrong. I think the border with Egypt, there was a infiltration of the border, and three IDF soldiers were killed when somebody started randomly shooting. But in terms of, the rest of the country, I just had the feeling that nobody felt like it's just not an option. Trying to shoot people while they're praying, trying to shoot people who are there for a wedding or for a religious ceremony, just not an option. It's just something you don't even think about doing. And how do we get that sentiment here in America? You would think it's a graduation. No reason to mess with it. No reason to kill. No. And it's almost like in America, people are trying to find reasons and find opportunities to kill. Why? Now, mind you, there's killing everywhere. There's killing in other countries. And as I said, even though when I was in Israel, there were killings that happened. But it just, I think things are twisted now, where we look at opportunities, or these bad people are looking at opportunities, allegedly, and deciding to take advantage. And graduations are one of the most vulnerable. Maybe it's because of my father's military training or my grandfather's police training. When I look at a scenario, I always look for the exits. I always look for options. I'm always ready from a medical standpoint. When I was on the plane, there was a medical emergency. So I kind of always have this readiness. And I've been very, very nervous at graduations because of the vulnerability. When you're sitting there person to person, stuck in chairs, you could be sitting ducks. And what happened in 2020 when we had virtual graduations was pitiful. I never wanted to see a virtual graduation again. I wanted people to come back in person. But maybe what we need to do is maybe our approach to security has to be tenfold what we're doing now. And when you look at a graduation that has thousands of people at a time, and you're outside, and you're maybe we do need to look at it like we would a public figure or president coming into the area. Keep them away, keep the ceremony away from areas where there could be buildings, or sweep the buildings to make sure nobody could be in a building. Sweep the area, sweep the streets, use barriers. We don't approach our schools, our graduations, our festivals, like what happened in October 1, 2017 in Las Vegas. We don't approach them as vulnerabilities. Like, we're all going to hang out. This is what we're going to do. Life is different now. You don't have people scared that they could be shot in the middle of committing a crime. You have people with death wishes. You have people that want to be idolized. They want to be known for causing a shooting. And they don't care. The mental health issues and the mental health crisis has caused some people to actually want to have that on their resume. And that's what's scary. You and I might have grown up going, that's the worst thing possible. Don't ever hurt somebody. You accidentally trip somebody in a mall, help them up, apologize like crazy. That's not how most people think. There's people out there that literally fantasize about hurting other people. Was it James Holmes who had made a little comic book before he had done the Batman movie shooting in Aurora, Colorado? Scary stuff. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. Very, very sharp partisan lines in the hours since word came that former President Donald Trump has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Miami. Former Vice President Mike Pence tells the Hugh Hewitt Show,
I had hoped the DOJ would see its way clear to resolve this without an indictment. I think this is going to be terribly divisive for the country.
While former Senator Democrat Claire McCaskill recalls the famous phrase from the Watergate scandal, it's not the crime, it's the cover-up.
It wasn't him walking with those documents. It's how he handled it after the fact.
Air quality levels are improving in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. The smoke from Canadian wildfires shut down a lot of activity this week, but a wind shift is helping clear things out. Ukraine says it's intercepted a phone call that proves Russia blew up that dam in the southeast, saying Russia wanted to blackmail Ukraine by creating the environmental disaster. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I had my first son, I only had 2 weeks sick leave, maternity leave. So I came back to work in 2 weeks, actually brought him with me, breastfed him at work. Going back to work after 2 weeks with one child, 3 days with another child, I don't think anybody should go through that. I don't think the child should go through that. So joining us next is Charlotte Burrows, chair for the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, to talk to us about the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. Charlotte, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Wow. So I think the statistics are 56% of pregnant women work full-time during their pregnancy, and then 73% need to return to work within the first 6 months. Talk to us about some of the statistics you're seeing.
Yeah, no, that's right. And so many families need, whether they are two income households or one-income households, need the pregnant woman to keep working during that pregnancy and to, you know, have the support to do that in a way that's healthy is something that I'm so glad that the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act has been passed to help with that, because it's going to make it easier for folks to get that support and flexibility that they need on the job if they have some sort of limit due to the pregnancy, childbirth, or a related medical condition.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've had a dearth of people breastfeeding their children, and we saw the complications of that when we had the formula shortage. And one reason why I couldn't breastfeed as long as I wanted to is because I had to work, which interfered with milk production. So from a medical standpoint, as well as just, you know, helping our species, breastfeeding is huge, and being able to allow women to do that is, I think, paramount. So the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, talk to us about what that is.
Absolutely. So the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act basically is a new law that adds to the protections that were already there. It was already illegal to fire somebody because they were pregnant or to harass them or not hire them for that reason. But now this is going to give, for any person who is an applicant or an employee who has some need for a change or modification to their job because of pregnancy or because of childbirth or a related medical condition, has the ability to get that from their employer. The employer actually has an obligation to do that, a legal obligation, unless it's going to be an undue hardship. So what that looks like is a lot of times, and this goes back to your earlier question about what we've been seeing, too often working women were in a position where if they couldn't, say they had a job that required them to lift, if they couldn't lift anymore at a certain point in the pregnancy, they got forced into unpaid leave or maybe even you know, some other position that might not pay as much because they couldn't get a light duty assignment for that period when they need it. So now the obligation is the employer's got to work with them and give them that alternative assignment unless it's going to be, again, an undue hardship, so some significant difficulty or expense. But we'd also seen workers who needed things like, honestly, as simple as an extra break to go to the bathroom or a water break, time to eat. And those things are now, for whatever reason, employers were not doing that either. Some employers weren't. And now they have a legal obligation to do so.
When did this act get passed?
Right at the very end of last year, in December of 2022. And it was you know, one of those things that went back and forth for a while there between the House and Congress, and we are so excited that it was passed and with a lot of support on both sides of the aisle and in both the House and Senate.
And I'm glad it did pass, because I was having patients whose employers were struggling with the labor shortage. And the labor shortage still is going on, but it was at its height last year. And many of my pregnant patients felt like they didn't have the opportunity to go for their multiple OB visits or to take that break. And I understand the employer's stance as well. If you don't have staff, you have to close down. And we understand a lot of employers have closed down not having staff. But it can't be on the backs of pregnant individuals. It can't be. And these women need to be able to have the flexibility, because not only can it hurt them, it can hurt the baby and cause even more time off and more, you know, work-related issues down the line if we don't, you know, give them the support they need.
That's absolutely right. And a lot of employers did recognize that. That's why the U.S. Chamber of Commerce supported the legislation. But unfortunately, it was necessary because not all employers had gotten to that place. So I think it's going to be terrific and, more importantly, really support those families that need it, but also it's going to be great for our economy. So we're really excited to be able to be part of helping enforce it and to let folks know about their rights under the new law.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Charlotte Burroughs, chair for the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commissions. So for those employees who work for a small employer, and they have this fear of bringing up they need help, they need, you know, and because, again, my patients, I'm saying, I tell them to take off. They go, but my boss is short-staffed. What's the best way for them to approach it so they're not carrying on that stress themselves, because the law should protect them?
That's right. So if you're talking about an employer that has 15 or more employees, at least for most of the year, then they would be covered by this new bill. And so what the employees should do is really go ahead and feel confident enough to ask for whatever it is that you need. Mm-hmm. But if you're not getting relief, then they absolutely should feel free and empowered to come to the EEOC. It's very easy. You don't have to physically come. Mm-hmm. But the best way is really to reach us on our website, EEOC.gov, or call our toll-free number, 800-669-4000. And, you know, if you want to ask first some questions to see if you're really covered, if it's really a problem, and then we can reach out to the employer on your behalf if you believe that you've been discriminated against, if they are violating that. So the other thing to know is that we are really pushing employers to get ready in advance mm-hmm. of that effective date, which is June 27th. And mm-hmm. so hopefully both of them will start to make things easier for employees.
Well, we do appreciate all your great work. One more time, if you could give my listeners the website.
Absolutely. EEOC.gov is our website, so EEOC.gov. And, of course, I would be remiss not to mention those folks who want to call us, 800-669-4000. It's a completely free call. And, of course, we also have a social media page at U.S. EEOC. So that's at U.S. EEOC for those listeners who want to follow us on social media. We've got helpful resources there, too.
Love it. Thank you so much, Charlotte. Can't wait to have you back. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. The Kilauea volcano has erupted on Hawaii's Big Island. This happened today. I have friends right now in Hawaii, and this is on the Big Island. And the live feeds from the USGS have captured the eruption from the Halemaumau crater. The USGS said lava flows are currently confined to the surrounding crater floor. Right now, the eruption does not pose a threat to the public. The USGS, however, has elevated the volcano's aviation color code to red, meaning the ash from the eruption could pose a threat to aviation. It's a beautiful sight. I've been to Hawaii a few times. And we've actually taken a plane to the Big Island, to the volcanic sites. And when you see the lava go into the water, and all the smoke. It's beautiful. I mean, to see a live volcano is exquisite. And right now, the USGS has a live feed, which I urge you to watch. It's their Kilauea volcano live stream at the Halemaumau crater. It's exquisite. And again, Hawaii was built on volcanic. It's volcanic rock. It's, which is why you're not allowed to, when you do go to Hawaii to take it. You're not supposed to be taking any piece of it home. And no matter how excited it might be, if you've ever been to the Big Island, some of the beaches near Kona have black sand because of the volcanic ash. It's just a sight to see. And I'm a big fan of Hawaii. It's not pronounced Hawaii, it's Hawaii. I think it's pronounced with a V. So when you go there, the locals correct you when you're like, I am in Hawaii. It's like Hawaii. But the organization's Hawaiian Volcano Observatory detected a glow in the Kilauea Summit webcam images at about 4:45 a.m. local time, which indicated a new eruption. There's a lava lake that you see around the rim, and it's just it's exquisite. But, yes, it is going to definitely pose some issues for travel. They say the opening phases of eruptions are dynamic. The activity is confined to the crater, and the hazards will be reassessed as the eruption progresses. We are seeing lava flows. And the observatory did pick up on increased earthquake activity and changes in the patterns of ground deformation at the summit that started the night before. So they have, I think, closed the area of the Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. Kilauea is one of the world's most active volcanoes. In 2019, a string of earthquakes and major eruption at Kilauea led to the loss, if you remember, of a lot of homes, businesses. Roads had to be diverted. In 2018, the eruption destroyed about 700 homes. According to Daily Mail, before the 2018 eruption, Kilauea had been erupting since 1983, and some occasional farms and homes would be hurt, and then the lava would sometimes reach the ocean. That would cause some dramatic changes in the water, which I was able to see from an airplane. So, I know many people want to flock to the area. Of course, public officials are asking people not to. But it's interesting with Hawaii because now that COVID has, and lockdown changes, and the economy has been good for some, not good for others, some of you have been looking for places to vacation. And if you're like me, you don't plan a vacation a year in advance. You plan it as, depending on day by day. I don't have any vacation planned for the summer because I just got back from Israel and I really don't have any more money left on the credit card. So our credit cards are maxed. But I do have to go to Hawaii next year for a wedding. And I'm a little nervous about it because of the prices. And I've been hearing that, and you can do Hawaii on a budget. You really can. You could find deals. There are deals. But the average person is telling me that the flights are higher than they've ever been. The rooms are costlier than they've ever been. Rental cars, the islands has been closed off to tourists. There's certain areas of the island. You used to be able to go anywhere. And in fact, I think there were rules that you could access any beach. And now there's some changes because of the locals feeling overwhelmed by the tourists. And people who have gone there have told me that it's not the same since COVID. That is different. And, one thing that I'm noticing, it seems like there's more people in America right now. And maybe there is because of the border. But I just seem to notice when I vacation or I go places that there's just a lot more people these days. And maybe it's because of an artificial shrinking of supply. If there's fewer flights because there's fewer staff, then your plane is going to be more crowded. Then the airport's going to be crowded at certain times than other times. My husband, when we came back from Israel, we're jet lagged, our hours are all off, we're up at 2, 3 in the morning. He decides to go grocery shopping. All the 24/7 stores we used to have are gone, or they're closed. We used to have 24/7 stores in Las Vegas, grocery stores, because many of us work graveyard shift, all hours. Well, if there's no staff, they stay closed. So now when you go to the grocery store, the lines are ridiculous. Is it because there's more people, or it's because you can't spread out the supply? And so the demand can only come at a certain time. So, you know, one thing I really, really liked about Hawaii is it was still American soil. You know, when things were a little iffy going on in Mexico and all that, you could feel pretty safe going to Hawaii. But on the other end, I mean, Mexico trips are so much cheaper. That's why people keep still going to Mexico. I tried to do a Puerto Vallarta trip. I was able to do it for a third the cost of a Hawaiian vacation. And Hawaii, I think, is getting more and more expensive. And now with you can see a volcano and you have the beautiful weather and you have the it's starting to become more unaffordable. And also some of the locals, I don't know if you've noticed, but some of the locals, and I hope I'm not misstating this, but some of the flags, you're going to notice the Hawaiian flags are upside down. And when you drive around some of the areas where the locals are, and God bless the locals, and I have friends who live there who are now locals, but maybe not original locals. The upside down flags are a sign of protest, you know, where they want their sovereignty again, or they want their freedom, or they and many locals, even though they do thrive on the tourist dollars, they're losing a lot of their land, they're losing a lot of their local spots due to travel. I'm hearing that too. One of my favorite restaurants is Mama's Fish House. Mama's Fish House takes months now to get in, and you're lucky to get in at lunchtime. Well, if a local wants to go to their local favorite place, they can't. And so it'll be interesting to see when you have such a finite supply on such beautiful islands, if you I don't think the prices are going to go down anytime soon. If you could do a Hawaii vacation, I urge you to. If you've never been, you have to go. Each island is amazing in and of itself. The Big Island versus Honolulu, where the capital is, Oahu versus Maui versus Kauai. Lahaina, they're all, not Lahaina, I forgot the other one. There's Malakai, but you don't go there to visit. Malakai, I believe, used to be where they would put people with leprosy. It's a fascinating history there. So if you can go, go, but make sure you shop for deals. There are deals, and I hear some people are able to get them, but you might have to go off season. And I got to be honest, I've been there any time during the year. It's all great. It might be exquisite during Christmas time, but you can go anytime, and it's amazing. But, if you haven't gone, try to go, but understand that it is a lot more expensive. And some of you are telling me you're seeing the hotels at like $1,500 a night. I don't know what to say about that. You find a different hotel. That's, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.